When you think about getting faster or like stronger, the instinct is always to just push harder against gravity, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just stack more iron on the bar.
Exactly. You push up, gravity pushes down. It's simple arithmetic. But what if gravity is exactly what's actually holding you back?
Well, that's the thing. It often is,
Yeah.
especially for hamstrings.
Right. Because whether you're just starting to train or you're literally an elite sprinter chasing fractions of a second, traditional weights might actually be failing your hamstrings. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, we really need to look at this new approach.
Because we are doing a deep dive today into a 2026 review from the Strength and Conditioning Journal. It's all about bulletproofing your hamstrings using something called the flywheel hip extension.
Yeah, the FWHE.
You're
It
welcome.
really is a completely different paradigm when you remove gravity from the equation and
Yeah.
replace it with inertia.
And our mission today is to give you a really simple routine for injury prevention and explosive power based on the source material. So, why rethink traditional leg day? I mean, standard weights apply a constant load, but this flywheel is it's different.
Very different, yeah. It changes the entire force profile.
The best way I can picture this is it's like a massive high-tech yo-yo, you
Yeah,
know?
that is a perfect analogy, actually.
Right? So the harder you pull the string, the more rotational kinetic energy that disc builds up. And here's the kicker, the harder it yanks back on the way down.
Exactly. Because that spinning disc perfectly matches your voluntary force output. So when it yanks back, your neuromuscular system is forced to absorb all that rotational energy.
Which sounds kind of terrifying, honestly.
It sounds intimidating, sure. But that absorption builds what we call rapid eccentric peak power. It's essentially your muscle's ability to decelerate force safely.
But wait, hold on. A machine actively yanking back against me sounds like a fantastic way to cause an injury. How is that safe for like a total beginner?
Well, remember, the flywheel only gives back exactly what you put into it. So if you pull lightly, it pulls back lightly.
Oh, I see. So it's self-regulating.
Right. Because it scales instantly to your effort, it's actually a perfectly safe entry point for beginners who might otherwise get crushed under a heavy barbell.
That makes a lot of sense.
But it still provides a massive high-speed overload for veterans who really pull with everything they've got.
Okay, so it scales to your effort, but absorbing that aggressive rotational energy over and over, I mean, how does that physically change your biology to actually prevent injuries?
What's fascinating here is a process called muscle fascicle lengthening.
Okay, big words. What does that actually mean?
Right, so in just 6 weeks, this flywheel training physically lengthens the muscle fibers of your biceps femoris long head.
Which is the main hamstring muscle?
Yeah, think of it as the thickest main power driver muscle in the back of your thigh. And it's the exact spot that is most prone to those really devastating tears.
So why does a longer muscle fiber actually help? Is it like comparing a really tight, short rubber band to a longer one?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Because if you pull a tight rubber band fast, it snaps. But a longer one has like the slack to absorb that explosive force.
That is the perfect way to visualize it. Shortened muscle fibers are an independent risk factor for tears because they lack that capacity to safely absorb force.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so lengthening them makes the tissue highly resilient to overstretching.
That makes total sense for injury prevention. But if this is all about decelerating and stretching, what does this actually mean for speed?
Well, if we look at this from an elite sprinter's perspective, hamstrings aren't just there to bend your knee. Their real job during a sprint is acting as powerful hip extensors and high-speed brakes.
Brakes, like slowing you down.
Yeah, exactly. Just before your foot strikes the ground at top speed, your hamstring has to brake violently to stabilize the leg. Flywheels train that exact high-speed braking motion.
Oh, so there's a direct functional transfer to your sprinting and acceleration power.
Spot on. It trains the exact motion you need on the track.
Okay, the biology is incredibly compelling. But practically, setting this up in the gym, I saw the paper specifically recommends using a vertical palm device, like a K-pulley.
Yes, the K-pulley is great for this.
And you attach an ankle strap and do this lying flat on your back, one leg at a time. I mean, why go through all that trouble? Why not just stand up and do both legs?
Well, lying flat supine isolates those hip extensors perfectly.
Yeah.
It takes your lower back completely out of the equation.
Ah, that makes sense. You can't cheat the movement.
Exactly. And working unilaterally, so one leg at a time, is crucial because it lets you easily identify and correct any strength imbalances between your left and right sides.
Got it. So once you're strapped in and on the mat, how are we actually using this thing? The review mentions some pretty specific inertia numbers like 0.5 0.07 kilograms square meters.
Right.
Which, I'll be honest, means absolutely nothing to me.
Fair enough, yeah. Let's translate that into practical gym terms. It's all about the principles of what you want to achieve. So if you want maximal strength, you attach a heavier, thicker flywheel disc.
Mm-hmm.
You want an inertia greater than 0.07 for that.
And how many reps?
You do fewer reps, around 3 to 4 sets of 6 to 8 reps. And you really focus on absorbing that heavy braking force.
And if I want to focus on raw velocity and speed instead?
You switch to a lighter, thinner disc, something under 0.05 inertia. The machine spins faster, so you bump the reps up to 6 to 10.
Focusing on quick, explosive deceleration.
Exactly. But here is the critical part for both routines.
Mm.
Because the eccentric load is so demanding, you absolutely need over 120 seconds of rest between sets.
Wow, a full 2 minutes.
At least 2 minutes to fully recover, yeah.
Okay, so heavy wheel for strength, light wheel for speed, and plenty of rest. You load up that high-tech yo-yo, pull hard, and just brace for the yank.
That's the routine, which, you know, raises an important question to leave you with.
But lay it on me.
If the secret to accelerating forward actually lies in training your muscles to brake more violently, how else might our intuitive understanding of speed training be entirely backward?
Man, that is a mind-bending way to look at it. Stop fighting gravity and start spinning the wheel.
Exactly.
Take these insights to your next leg day, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.